All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
Well, you drive off, and I guess the plan here is to go to the Midari garage.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We're driving straight there.
Okay. All right. So you you head out that way, and yeah, and I think that we see you kind of pulling into that neighborhood and heading towards the facility. Yeah, you park outside. And what do you want to do?
I have Alfarius join me and tell Piani and Eric to stay inside. Walk up to the gate, knock again.
Captain Higgins, before we go in there.
Yes.
May I kill the woman that kept us outside?
I mean, let's get a head count of how many people are inside. You just got to keep in mind these are the people paying us. So if we end up killing one of them, they might not like that. But, you know, I am all for it.
Understood.
We'll just have to see what the situation is inside.
If you think the situation calls for it, say wobbly boo.
All right, yeah. I got you. My knock. Sure.
Okay. Crackle of the comms. Woman's voice. Oh, you're still alive. Do you have our hyperboat?
Yeah, you got cameras in there. You can see the hyperboat. Let's go. Come on.
I see a truck with a tarp on it.
Well, how the fuck do you want to investigate this, all right? You want me to take the tarp off? You got to look from over yonder? You got to come outside finally.
Why don't you drive it around back? We'll open the door.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Okay, so you pull it around the back, and yeah, they've got a big loading dock door there. And outside, you can see that there's two guys in just kind of like general looking clothes, regular like workers' clothes, and they're like pulling up a door, and you can see some of the inside of their facility. And yeah, you pull it around the back. There's a woman that comes out as you pull up. And she's
her in the head.
Okay. All right. So she's like young, like mid 20s. Same skin color as Rajani. But like I said, younger. She's wearing camo, like urban camo, like the gray and white camo, like fatigue pants and like a muscle shirt. She's got a gun, but it's holstered at her hip. And she's got some nasty-looking, like, prison tattoos on one arm. And she sees you, and she, like, waves the truck over and puts her hands up when you get close. She says, Captain, to you, Higgs. Like, while he's walking towards you.
I just kind of, like, put my head up with my eyes, anticipating her next words.
Yeah, she puts her hand out to you.
I look down and say, I'm not shaking that. I'm sorry. What needs to be done here for us to get paid?
She looks at you. She's like, you mercenaries are all the same. So fucking rude.
Yeah, well, you didn't open up the fucking doors when a goddamn spaceship is right above us, all right? Now, where's the fucking money? Here's the boat.
So, there's a reason that this is a safe house. It's because we don't open the door every fucking time there's a problem. You're doing your job. We're doing ours. And then she barks something in Pashto at the other guys who go over and, like, pull the tarp off the boat. And they start, like, being like, ooh, ah, and, like, getting excited about it. And then she, like, snaps at them again, and they're like, ugh, sorry. And they, like, start, like, taking the straps off of it. And
so it's not, like, a little wooden two-dimensional cardboard cutout of a hyperboat, Adam?
Yeah, it turns out it's just pictures of the hyperboat glued to a box. Yeah, it's a fiberglass model. It's a one-to-one model of the boat. No, it appears to be, like, a real, actual hyperboat. So she says to you, Hanks, she's like, you're developing quite a reputation in the syndicate.
I just kind of like shake my head. Just like, yeah, of course.
It's like, I had a bet with Rajani that you wouldn't be able to pull this off. I guess I owe her some money. But that's fine. We're all going to make a lot off of this thing. And she like hits it a couple of times.
As she says that, My you know, like my beard and hair turns into the skull again.
Okay. So they've loaded the hyperboat onto like a grav sled, and they're moving it inside. And she says, "This is good. This is good. So, tell me, how much do the pirates know? They know you have their ship. Is Ingazi going to talk? Is she alive? Give me the rundown here. What do we need to expect? Kira's, you might be able to go home, but this is my planet. This is where I work. I need to be prepared."
"Well, Kira's alive. They don't know who we sold it to. Her name was never mentioned. Don't even think they knew that we were selling it to anyone, just that we had it. So
perfect. Good.
I think you're all right. They also think this guy right here is one of the best hyperboat racers in the world, Brumpo Tungus. I like to think he is."
One of the other guys, like when you say Brumpo Tungus, he looks at him, he's like, "Brumpo Tungus." And she looks at him and like snaps at him in Pashto. And maybe we get a subtitle that's like, "Shut up, idiot. Brumpo Tungus isn't even real." And he's like, "Oh."
And God, then I'm just like, "Oh, he's real. He's real."
she says,
"All of it. Well, he's real."
Yeah. All of it. Yeah.
The whole story. Yeah, she says,
he left a map to where his current location is.
"Oh, cool, I see. So it's Brumpo Tungus 2, Brumpo's Gold."
Yes, exactly.
The return of the Tungus.
Fuck. Yeah, return of Brumpo Tungus.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Good, you did the right thing. The Syndicate appreciates loyalty like that. Not telling them about us was the right move. I'm impressed. I'll make sure that you get paid. I'll let Rajani know what happened."
"All right. We need transport back to our ship. You got that?"
"Yes. Yes, that's right. One second. I have papers." And she goes back inside and comes out with a handful of like cred sticks. And she hands them out. And she's like, "Rajani organized these for you before you left. They're refugee papers from the south side of the planet. There's been pirate attacks there recently. A lot of people fleeing. You're, it shouldn't be hard for you, Higgs, but the rest of you, you're Asin refugees heading back to Vinaya. Once you're there, you can just throw them out. They're single use anyway."
"Sounds good. All right, ma'am. I never caught your name, by the way. I'd love to tell Rajani what a stand-up citizen you are."
She looks at you. "No, you didn't. And I don't intend to telling it to you. I'm sorry. Well, I don't mean to be rude, but..."
"Well, that is rude, and I'll remember that, too."
Higgs will remember that.
So she's like, "Well, I'd say it was a pleasure working with you, but it wasn't. But
it was an absolute thanks anyway. Disgrace. Come on, Brumpo, let's get out of here." We just turn around, start walking towards our van.
Okay. All right. So the group of you
first lingers for a second, but then walks up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you head off. Is there anything else on Asa you want to do before you leave, before you get on your refugee ship and head back to Vinaya?
I think at this point we just want to get the fuck out of here as fast as possible.
Totally. I second that.
Okay. So you just take off?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I need to call Beefcake.
Okay.
I don't want to.
I was wondering how the beef steak epilogue was going to go.
Steak.
Beef steak.
All right. Meat stink. All right. So you, where do you do this? Where do we see you? We cut away like as you leave, and are you calling from like the hotel? Is everybody else is checking out? Are you calling?
Yeah,
from, like,
that sounds perfect.
Or is it like? Or do you meet him in person? Are you like back at the Senior Waffle Burger or whatever?
Okay.
Eating ice cream cones.
Having experienced with relationships between my characters and Adam, I'm going to choose to actually not see him in person and give him a phone call.
So cruel. Okay. All right. So maybe Mr. Beefsteak, and he's sitting on a bench, and he's eating. He's got a spoon and he's eating a cantaloupe, and he's wearing his civilian outfit, so his little denim shorts, and he's just sitting there eating his cantaloupe. And the phone rings, and he puts the cantaloupe down, picks up his phone. "Hello.
Beefsteak, it's Piani."
"Huh. I was hoping I'd hear from you again. Do you have a lead on the pirates?"
Um, I think actually the pirates now are pretty much, well, they're here, but I don't know where they're at. Although we do know that Kira escaped, she's okay mentally, she's back to normal. You still got some pirates to deal with, though.
It's fine. We got an order from Nganzai. She says the contract's off. I gotta go home. I'm being redeployed to Oninsa.
Oninsa?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, I guess then this news won't be as shocking as I thought it might be. But we're leaving too. In fact, like within the next 15 minutes...
So he stands up, and we see him. Like, he stands up, and his cantaloupe tumbles to the ground. And he's like, but 15 minutes, you're going to miss the race.
You're right, we are. I've already been deployed to a new job. The race is going forward like it should. I mean, I'm done here.
Well, where are you going?
Wherever they deploy me next. I mean, you know... I don't know. I guess I'll just have to go back to home base and wait for my next assignment.
Listen to me, Piani. You got to be careful around that Brumpo Tungus. The things I've heard about that guy, he's nasty. He's only going to get you in trouble. But you're a tough woman. You can make your own decisions. I just hope. He like takes the sunglasses off, even though no one's around to see it. It's like, I just hope I hope I get to see you again.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Beefsteak. I don't do this often. You can ask my friends, but you send me a Facebook request and I'll accept it.
Okay. So he's like, you know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I will, Piani.
And if I ever come to Anincia, I'm going to look you up.
Good. Well, I'll just have to try and stay alive until then.
I certainly hope you do. But I promise you, if I come back to Anincia, it's waffle burgers for everyone.
I don't think they have a waffle burger on Oninsa, but, well, we'll make do. I hear they have great tacos there.
Well, you're from there, aren't you?
He's like, I'm from a lot of places, Piani. We're not really supposed to talk
taco
about
pizza.
It.
Taco pizza.
All right. Well, Mr. Beefsteak, I'm a better woman for having met you. I appreciate all the help you gave us on this little planet.
You're welcome, Piani. You're welcome. And don't forget, I still owe you that ice cream cone. And you can hear him like kind of choking up. Listen, I should go. I've got military stuff to do.
All right. Well, you know how to contact me anytime. And send me that Facebook. I'll see you on Onitsia.
Goodbye, Piani. He like he hangs up, and he like slumps down on the bench and like just like looks at his phone, looks at his cantaloupe upturned on the floor, shakes his head, and I think we pan up to the Aeson sky as a bunch of hyper boats go like flying by. So, anybody else have any Aeson related stuff to do, or are we on the ship and headed out to space to recover this one song?
I just check the newspaper to see if I can hear anything about Kira just being killed.
Okay, no, there are. So I mean, maybe we cut to you're on the ship and you have like some before you've left the system, because it takes a little while to get to the edge of the system before you can teleport out. I think that, you get one last news broadcast. Maybe, Higgs, you're reading it on your e-paper about the races, right, because they took place while you were in space.
Yeah.
So it, like, chalk up another win for El Gato Caliente. there's, like, a picture of him, like, stripped to the waist, wearing his Lucador mask, like, holding his hands up like this, and... you know, there's a trophy and some like spraying champagne on him, and it specifically says like Brumpo Tungus no show ? Yeah, and there's like all this speculation, like eyewitness interviews say that they saw Brumpotungus turn into a cloud of bats and fly away. And like all these various like stories about like Brumpotungus and how he like, you know, he was dragged back to hell by the devil and couldn't, you know, couldn't race. And Elgato, the interview with Elgato Caliente, maybe there's like a little like audio clip or whatever of him where he's like, I knew it from the beginning. As soon as I laid eyes on this Brumpotungus, I knew he was a coward. And then he like looks right at the camera and he's like, if I ever see you again, Brumpotungus, we will race and I will win. And there's like a footnote about like Kira and Ganzai, like they're like, what happened to Ganzai? Like what happened to her big ship? And like she's just like disappeared and nobody knows why she didn't race. And apparently people are getting kind of upset because they're like, of course Elgato Caliente won, like the other two best racers just didn't show up. And so apparently it's like quite an upset in the hyperboat circuit.
Adam, I make sure to download all of the tabloids that are like Brumpo and Ganzai an item, and then like they've like photoshopped images of them together. So maybe there was like someone who captured a snapshot of them like talking in the hall, and like Eric's in the background like with his like data pad or whatever. And then I just like forward them all to Alpharius with a smiley face, like not all at once, like he's got like 15 emails just with a smiley face and then like an attachment of the tabloid.
Brumpotungus called back to home planet in alien racing scandal.
Yeah, exactly.
Brumpotungus abducted by Bat Boy. Cool. Okay. Yeah, so Alpharius, you have all
I think as he sends that email.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you have all these like clippings of like ostentatious stories about Brumpotungus with like some of them have like blurry photos of you in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sends this to me and he smiles and he's like, and he like pounds whatever, you know, he's like sitting on a bench or something like that on the ship or whatever. Yeah. Runs to Eric and is like, Eric, we completely forgot to take that meeting with the woman at the front room, the front desk.
You're right. She'll be so disappointed.
Is there any way you can get her? Can we call her from here?
Are we like in space?
No, I think you're in warp space now. But I think we like when you're like, is there any way we can get a hold of her? And it cuts back to and I don't know, maybe this would be a good like last scene before we do all the money and experience stuff. It cuts back to there's a room. It looks like a break room. So there's like a poster with a cat hanging from a wire that's like hanging there, baby, and some lockers. Yeah. And there's this like sobbing sound, this woman sobbing. And as it pans over, it's Sally Ann, and she's got her hands in her face, and she's just like, ugh, she's crying. And there's someone standing behind her, rubbing her back, and he's like, it's okay. It's all over now. He's gone. It's fine. And she's just like, yeah, crying into her hands. And then we swish to credits.
Nice.
All right. So, so you get paid for the great caper. Finally. And as promised, you get 900,000 credits. So you can decide how to split those up as you like.
I think everyone. How do you guys feel about everyone taking 50 and then the rest going towards the ship?
Stand by before you make those calculations because you owe me 5% of your earnings.
I don't. I'll give you 5% of the 50K, which is 1,000 or something like that. But.
Actually, be 10%. It's actually 2,500.
Oh, I know.
But Hicks, you all heard say. Oh wait.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember this, but I'm willing to go along with it.
So, it was how much a piece?
Well, we have 900K to split.
50K each.
So I'm saying 50K each, and then we put the 700,000 to the ships.
So it feels important for you to mention that, you know, on the right market with that kind of money, you could buy 4.5 grav tanks.
It's
true.
I could have only to army. Have them taken away, Adam.
Piani like rings in to Higgs and is like, no, it's 5% of the 900K, right?
Well, that would only be like 45,000.
On top of the 50,000 that I get.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, yeah, I think what you're positing here is that if you divide it in four and then you lose, Higgs gives 5% of that to Piani, then it's like 112,000 or something.
I said 5% of my take, specifically. Yeah. So if we divvy it up 50K, then you can have the 2.5.
Well, aren't you the captain? Don't you take it all and then you divvy it up?
I just stare at Piani really, and man. I have a knife with a switchblade. I just hit the switchblade and then just stare at Piani.
Be like, you see this eye, Higgs? I can tell you're scared.
Piani.
I think in a moment where you would expect me to put my hand on yours to like stay your hand, it instead goes underneath your hand and like pushes it upward to like go forth.
All right, I'll just take what you give me. Okay. What is that?
So is everyone okay with that though? 700K to the ship and then 50K each?
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Sunbeam is going to be so happy. Ship, yeah.
Just made.
Okay, so.
Man, I hear they're sinking.
They're, yeah. They're
and then I get an extra 2,500, right?
Yes, and I get 48.50.
Awesome. Yes. So the current debt on the Swansong goes from just under 1.2 million all the way down to 414,769 credits.
Let's do that kind of a job again.
Yeah, for real. That was a big debt.
Yeah.
So
mayhaps. Some experience gets different.
Yeah, let me find. So some people did finish their goals.
Damn right.
So Higgs, you resolved two of them, and they were both three session. Let me just find the reward section in here. Let's see how much these are worth. It's a page I visit so rarely.
Was the one that I didn't get? I didn't kill anyone.
One of my goals is to do something to protect the group, and I think I did that.
Let me take a look. All right. So your goals were contingent, right? Like, it was more... Basically, for you, it was sort of one goal, but it was, like, bigger... You'd get more experience for doing all three. So you got... You wanted to get off the planet alive, you wanted to finish the boat job, and you wanted to not... I mean, technically, yeah, you didn't have to kill anybody. So I guess you did get all three. So, okay, for the job itself, what's the average level of the party?
You're I'm level four. Stuff. I think three, Jeff's four. Five. No, because you're a new character. Jeff, yeah, are you four?
I'm four.
He gave me a five to start with.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, you were whatever.
I don't have my sheet in front of me.
You were whatever Sicarian's level was.
So 4, 4, 5, 4.
Okay.
So average is
4.25.
Yeah, 4.25.
Right. Okay. So for the job, it took. Okay. So everybody, I'm going to give everybody.
Higgs didn't kill Oko.
2,000 experience for the job.
Oh, my God. I'm leveling up. Holy shit.
So am I. We're going to roll HP as well, Wheat.
Higgs.
Next time, next show.
No, we're doing it now. We got time.
Higgs, hey, I do now. Higgs, you get another 750. And Eric, let me just double check yours. Okay, Eric, you got one. So you get another 325 for yours.
Okay. That second one, I'm guessing, is going to take some more, like, data retrieval work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
What's the next level? 25,000. Fuck my life.
Yes. Forced outcome. Adam, I'm got so one? Fucking excited.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Right. Because you had a like, a broader kind of one, right?
I have one that do something to protect the group.
And what are you thinking particularly that you did? I mean, I'm not saying you didn't.
Crafting the idea of using the worm as a shield to then negotiate for us.
And you like, there were lots of times where you were less about like, I'm going to do a thing, and more like, I'm going to keep the crew from blowing themselves up or like accidentally shooting somebody or shooting them on purpose.
That's
okay,
true.
Yeah. That all totally makes sense. Okay. So for that, and you've been working on that one for the same amount of time, so take another 1,000 for that one.
Okay.
And cool, okay. So let's roll for hit points and shit.
How do we do this again?
Yeah, okay. So you roll your current level is the number of dice that you that you're rolling. And you're rolling the type of die based on your class. So are you level 5 now?
Yeah.
Higgs? Okay. So you're going to roll, do you have a constitution modifier?
No. So I'm rolling 5d6.
Yeah, so you roll 5d6, and you can't get any. You can't go lower in hit points.
Okay. I have 21 current HP, so that's going to be really hard to roll.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky. Yeah.
What about Wheat? What are you rolling?
5d4.
What's your current HP?
My current HP is 11, so I actually have a pretty good chance of.
You
want to
roll
that.
First?
Sure, fuck it.
Do it.
5d4 coming up. Wait, where's my roll? 20. Fuck, there it is. Okay.
20.
Roll. Dude, that would be fucking amazing, Jeff. That would be goddamn amazing.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get
I'm
any
dragging
more
to roll the dice.
10.
Come on, motherfucker. Where is the dice? Why is it not rolling?
There.
I saw some force. 15! I'm not going to die instantly anymore.
That's
so
really
fucking
good.
Excited right now.
Pretty good.
God damn it.
Nice work.
All right, current HP is 21 on the character sheet. I don't know why it says 19. But there was always some issue with that. I need to fix the stats. I actually haven't updated the stats page in, I think, about 15 weeks. So.
Yeah, you haven't had to. So.
It's been a while. All right, here's my 5.
This is
going
to be a lot tougher to do as well.
Higher than 22, yeah.
Good luck.
24, not
you
bad.
You got two more hit points. You improved.
It's not a bad roll. Wow, if I would have gotten better on that too, that would have been an amazing roll.
Yep.
That's a hell of a roll.
That is really 5-6, 5-6, and 2. It only just seems low because Higgs' last hit point roll was so high.
Yeah, my last roll was insane.
Yeah, you tend to plateau pretty quickly in terms of, because you just keep, the dice just keep going up. Yeah, it tends towards max level the closer you get.
I'm just going to update the graphics now.
Or max hit point.
No one else leveled up?
Nope, doesn't sound like it.
I don't think I did.
Okay. Yeah, so we can check. If you did, we'll bump you up at the beginning of the next one.
I will need to double check my PowerPoint calculations with you in between shows just to make sure I'm right.
Okay.
Because that shit is cray-cray.
Yeah, it is.
All right, max HP is 24. What about you, Peon? It's now 14?
15, man.
15?
And Wheat then, is as excited as Blastoise kid. Fuck yeah, I am.
Eric, I'm finally going to fix her homeworld. What's her homeworld?
Sigrid.
Sigrid. Okay. That's about 30 weeks late. And I think we're good. So I'll go ahead and save that. Let's do some shout-outs. In the meantime, Wheat, start us off.
God damn it. I am so excited now. I have unlocked two more things. I can't wait to find out what the rest of the team is unlocking. Well, I guess in terms of, I don't know if you guys get anything special when you unlock, but I know Steven will.
Skill points.
Yeah.
I get skill points, I think.
Oh my God, that's right. I get skill points.
Oh,
too.
And everything gets upgraded for the
wait,
next
I get
level.
5 skill points now, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes. Okay.
Also, that
I'm
means
really
every.
Excited.
Every one of my rolls now is on the second tier. What is AB?
Sorry, JP. I just want you to know that I got Forced Outcome, which is a level 5 precog.
Yeah.
That lets me manipulate the immediate future, and so I can decide the outcome of any one simple random event in my presence.
Nice.
So just think about the fun that we are going to have with this.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Thanks for watching. I'll see you Friday for Twitch Weekly.
Oh, right.
I'll be streaming some Overwatch. If JP can bother me enough.
You
want to
play on I got to do 2 12-hour streams on Thursday. You want to play on Thursday?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'll be playing Overwatch with JP. And only if Vinny can play, too.
Yeah. Instead of doing one 24-hour stream, I'm splitting them up to 2 12 hours.
So you can be like, you can just hear, can someone take care of that Bastion? That Bastion hates me. That Bastion just wants me to die.
And then we'll put Mini Wheat into Street Fighter V and see how he fares.
That'll
be good.
Thanks for watching, you guys.
Awesome stuff. All right, Steven, do us some shout-outs.
Oh, my God. This was maybe my favorite trio of episodes in Swan Song ever. The Legend of Brumpo Tungus. Goddamn. Not only did we get to do grade A fuckery, but also we got to succeed on our damn mission, which it's rare that we ever get to do both of those things, or either of them, really. That was awesome. You should follow me on the places online at Silent Osiris, the O is a zero, and that's about it for me. Thanks for having awesome fun with us.
There you go. Jeffrey. John Vincent.
That's right. Shout outs. Thank you guys as always for tuning in. Always a blast. I have to agree. It is really fun doing the comedy and stuff, and I laughed a lot. This was really funny, and I expect there's going to be more. Just as always, if you haven't already, please consider following me on Twitter, EG in Control. And then I've been streaming a bunch and will stream a lot, as you guys do. Just looking for those follows, Broskies and Sisters. In Control TV is my channel on Twitch, which I think is right there. So just give it a clickerino and follow, and you'll know when I go live. Please and thank you.
There you go. Last but not least, Adam. Do some shout-outs, sir.
I would love to. Thanks for coming. This has been silly. I feel there's this sense of both pride and loathing every time you succeed at anything. So it's been an emotional couple episodes for me. Congratulations on having all that money. I'm going to think about ways to put you further in debt next time we play.
Yep.
yeah.
Love I me knew some that was Swan coming. Song. I want to say I'm really excited about the idea of exploring some of the other mysterious corners of the Swan Song universe sometime in the future. Yeah. So,
Jeff, when do you leave for Poland? What are the dates, Jeff?
They still haven't told me my flights, but okay. I'll be gone next week. Okay. So the week after, I'm good to go for months.
Gotcha.
So if you haven't checked out JP's State of Roleplay video, go check it out. There's a little bit of stuff there about some neat stuff we're going to do Swansong-wise. So I'm really excited about that. And if you want to learn more about it, I'm sure I'll be talking about it on Twitter at Skinny Ghost. And as usual, you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm playing Dishonored now, and I think it might be time for another Swansong GM turn. We'll see if I got time this weekend. Stick around for that.
There you go.
Word.
I kind of want to do like a what if. What if Jeff was actually Brumpo Tungus? We just let that go for like an episode.
There was actually a Brumpo Tungus.
It'd be really easy because we could just start with like a bunch of ASINs in a bar being like, well, I heard about Brumpo Tungus. And they're just like,
yeah. No, it could just be the four of us just doing, well, I heard, and we just one up Brumpo Tungus stories.
Comedy show.
Just four 1 hour or 3 1 hour like Brumpo stories.
So PAX panel, JP?
Yeah, it got
the
approved.
The legend of Brumpo Tungus.
It got approved, but I don't know. I got to get him to change the times, and I actually don't know if I can say the times or that it was approved. So I'll just wait until I hear back from them about that.
Exciting.
But yeah, that's it. That's going to do it for the show. So that's all I got. I'll do the rest of my shout-outs afterwards. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Or probably not, actually. We'll see you in another time, though. It depends. It depends. Yeah. We'll have to update you guys on Twitter once we know more. So we'll do that. Have a good one. We're out. Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye.